Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, June 19th, 2023. At the Berlin Charité Hospital, documents containing patient data were not disposed of correctly. The papers were found in the garbage bin of a residential building. A hospital spokesperson stated that the documents contained information about patients who were admitted and treated at Charité. During the investigation, it was determined that the incident was due to the misconduct of an individual employee. Although the staff regularly received training, they were reminded about handling sensitive data due to this recent incident. According to reporting by BZ, the documents included the names, genders, and ages of the patients, as well as diagnosis, therapy, and care instructions, treatments performed, and current complaints. The Berlin-based company BTB, a subsidiary of energy conglomerate E.ON, has made significant progress in the transition to green heating systems by implementing large-scale heat pumps in the southeast of the city. These heat pumps, located in the Schöneweide power plant, extract heat from the Spree River, transfer it to BTB's extensive district heating network, and then return the cooled water back to the river. This innovative system, in combination with efficient combined heat and power plants and an electric heat generator, provides sustainable and environmentally friendly heating for approximately 7,000 households and electricity for around 15,000. And it also reduces carbon dioxide emissions by 14,000 tons annually. By utilizing the thermal energy from the river, the heat pumps contribute to covering about one-third of the summer heat demand in the district heating network between April and September. BTB aims to completely eliminate coal as a fuel source at the Schöneweide power plant by 2024, and the company plans to transform the site into a modern energy park, combining various environmentally friendly energy generation systems. The total investment for this transformation is estimated at 70 million euros, and BTB hopes to leverage its expertise in combining different renewable energy technologies to contribute to renewable energy supplies in other parts of Berlin as well. The project is significant for Berlin's political landscape, as the government seeks to reclaim the large district heating system currently operated by Vattenfall. Economic Senator Giffey has been actively involved in promoting the transition to sustainable heating systems, and her support for BTB's project underscores her commitment to the city's heat transition. A ruling at the Berlin Regional Court has dealt a blow to the scandal-ridden Pankow District Association of Gardeners in Berlin. The investor Spree Bridge emerged as the winner, as the court confirmed the lawful termination of a lease contract for a 110-year-old allotment garden colony. The termination was based on missing rental income in the Alte Baumschule facility, which was established in 1913. The issue at hand revolves around money that the Pankow District Association was supposed to forward to the real estate company, which owns a large part of the colony. Although the more than 300 plot tenants had been paying their dues promptly in recent months, the payments did not reach Spree Bridge. Consequently, the company swiftly terminated the contract and sought judicial confirmation for the termination. According to information from the Morgenpost, the court decision is believed to affect up to 90% of the plots on Hermann Hesse Strasse, which are owned by the investor. Prior to the decisive hearing at the regional court in Tegel, the board of the Alte Baumschule had warned its members with notices. It was revealed that the rent was to be transferred to the owner through the financially troubled Pankow District Association of Gardeners, which is now in insolvency. And difficulties with payment modalities first became apparent back in July of 22. The band Rammstein, which is currently on a European tour, is scheduled to perform at the Olympiastadion on July 15th, 16th, and 18th. The concerts were considered sold out, but there are now numerous fans offering their tickets on exchange platforms. In recent weeks, several dozen women have accused band leader Till Lindemann of misconduct, and they described situations at backstage parties they found alarming. Young women were allegedly selected and asked if they wanted to attend the after-show party, and sexual acts reportedly took place, and there were also mentions of the use of knockout drops and other drugs. an initiative is now trying to ban the Berlin concerts through a petition. By Saturday afternoon, they had already reached the milestone of 50,000 signatures. The petition is called Keine Bühne für Rammstein, or No Stage for Rammstein, and specifically targets the operator of the Olympiastadion, Timo Rovede, the Interior Senator Iris Sprenger, and the Culture Senator Joe Ciallo. Senator Sprenger had already announced that there would be no after-show parties for the band, as the Olympiastadion belongs to the city of Berlin, stating, quote, "The accusations are so serious that I have given absolute priority to the protection and safety of women and have prevented the rental agreements for the after-show parties," unquote. The organizers of the petition are confident that they can reach the quorum of 75,000 signatures. There was also an attempt in Vienna, but only 10,000 signatures were obtained there. In Berlin, however, more than half of the required signatures were obtained within 1 week. Singer Till Lindemann has denied all allegations and has now sought legal representation. The Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office has initiated an investigation against him, and some band members have distanced themselves from the band leader on social media, although the band has been attempting to display unity through group hugs on stage in recent days. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.